We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Hope, the Anchor for the Soul, Part 2. Today's meditation was written by Abraham D. Origi. We shall take our Bible reading from Psalms 27:13. Where would I be if I did not believe? I would experience the Lord's favor in the land of the living. I have just read from the New English Translation. After Kate came out of that painful season and God began to restore her, she often reflected on how close she came to giving up. She realized that the battle was not first against her circumstances, but against her hope and faith in God. Everything she went through was designed to make her conclude that nothing good could come out of her life again. As she rebuilt her life, Kate became intentional about guarding her hope. She filled her heart with God's promises and refused conversations and thoughts that drained her expectation in God. She learned that hope must be protected, because once hope is lost, strength quickly follows. Scripture teaches that hope is the anchor of the soul. See Hebrews 6:19. When hope is intact, the soul remains steady even in turbulent seasons. This is why the enemy works tirelessly to rob believers of hope. A believer without hope becomes vulnerable, easily discouraged, and prone to abandoning the path God has set before them. Kate discovered that hoping in God was not passive optimism. It was a deliberate choice to believe God's word over her experiences. That hope gave her the strength to endure, the clarity to make wise decisions, and the courage to keep moving forward until God's goodness manifested. Go into today remembering this. Never allow your hope to be stolen. Guard it fiercely with God's word. As long as your hope in God remains alive, your story is not over, and the goodness of the Lord will yet be seen in your life. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to Him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Acts 21-22. Click on the Audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.